different genes. We also, in prostate cancer, need to further miniaturize the assay to look at those very small amounts of tissue that are obtained in a prostate biopsy. And in prostate cancer, we also have the challenge of multifocal disease, and we need to show that the underlying biology that we look at can survive that heterogeneity. We have now completed, though, a very large study that we plan to present results at the end of the year. In summary, there's a tremendous collaborative effort now worldwide. This is a worldwide effort involving surgeons, oncologists, pathologists, statisticians, epidemiologists to bring genomics into clinical practice. The genomics that we develop, as I'm going to emphasize again, are not going to be a recipe. We need to always interpret genomics within a clinical context and in the context of a patient and the real decisions that need to be made.